It's 7:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. A bipartisan group of Colorado lawmakers have ideas to improve postal service in mountain towns. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Senators Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper and Representatives Jeff Hurd and Joe Neguse have written to the Postmaster General and Board of Governors with ideas on how to address staffing shortages and facility constraints, all with an eye to improving mail delivery service. The ideas include redeveloping the USPS facility in Vail for workforce housing and using part of a municipal building in Keystone. In Crested Butte, they're looking at offering land for a bigger post office and workforce housing. The lawmakers urged the Postal Service to move quickly to work with these Western Slope communities. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A Colorado Springs man pleaded guilty Thursday to throwing Molotov cocktails at a group of protesters last year. CPR's Allison Sherry was in the courtroom.
It was the first time the 46-year-old man, who was born in Egypt and was seeking asylum in the United States, had spoken publicly. After pleading guilty to more than 100 criminal counts that guarantees a life in prison sentence without the possibility of parole, the man told the judge that he was sorry and that he'd made a mistake and that he wished Colorado had a death penalty. Many of the 26 victims in the anti-Semitic attack on the Pearl Street Mall in Boulder last summer also spoke to the judge, saying they're less trustful and less relaxed in community settings, and it's shattered their faith in Boulder and free speech protections in the United States. A woman, Karen Diamond, died of burns in the attack. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Colorado ranks in the top tier of states when it comes to protecting public health from diseases, disasters, and bioterrorism. The nonpartisan nonprofit Trust for Americans Health placed Colorado among 20 states, showing strength across 10 categories like stable public health funding and robust water system safety. You're listening to KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr.